This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Central forces will implement 10% reservation for ex-Agniveers. Amid the debate over the Agnipath scheme, the central forces have announced that they will implement 10% reservation for former Agniveers. The chiefs of central forces such as Border Security Force, Central Reserve Police Force, Central Industrial Security Force and Sashastra Seema Bal said that former Agniveers will get relaxation in age and there will also be no physical efficiency test for them. Director General CISF Nina Singh has said the Home Ministry has taken a big step of recruiting ex-Agniveers in Central Armed Police Forces. The Supreme Court today granted interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta referred to a larger bench the Delhi Chief Minister's petition challenging the arrest by the Enforcement Directorate. Mr. Kejriwal will, however, remain in custody since he was arrested by the CBI under the Prevention of Corruption Act in relation to the same liquor policy case on the 25th of last month. Four persons, including the principal and vice principal of Oasis School, Hazaribagh, were sent to Patna Beur Jail after completion of CBI remand. The CBI arrested them on June the 28th from Hazaribagh in the NEAT paper leak case. They were brought to CBI headquarters in Delhi for intensive interrogation. The principal was the co-coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh, while the vice principal was centre superintendent of Oasis School. During investigation, it was found that a partially burnt question paper seized from the Khemnichak Play School in Patna matched with the question paper received from the National Testing Agency, and the series of that question paper had been sent to the examination centre at the Oasis School in Kallu Chowk, Hazaribagh. Chief economic commentator at an English daily Financial Times, Martin Wolf, has estimated India to be a superpower by 2047. In a newspaper column, the London-based economist, Mr. Wolf, said with four times more population, India will match the economic output of the US by 2047. He said if India's GDP were to grow even at 5% a year by 2047 and US GDP were to grow at 2.3%, India's economy would equal that of the US in purchasing power parity terms. In Nepal, two buses carrying passengers went missing in Trishuli River early this morning in the landslides at Simaltal area along the Narayan Ghat Mugling Road section in Chitwan district, officials confirmed. The buses were carrying a total of 65 passengers. Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indradev Yadav, confirmed that two vehicles fell into the river at 3:30 this morning. According to Nepal police, a bus heading to Gaur of Rotahat from Kathmandu was carrying 41 persons and another bus on its way to Kathmandu from Birganj had 24 persons on board, including 7 Indians travelling in it. Nepal Armed Police Force have started carrying out rescue operations with the rescue workers working to clear the landslides. PM Dahal has tweeted directing government officials to take swift action. Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand is seeking a vote of confidence for the fifth time in the House of Representatives today. Nepali Congress has 88 members and CPN-UML has 79 members in the House of Representatives, while CPN Maoist Centre has 32 members only. In Assam, the flood situation has improved further, but more than 2,500 villages of 86 revenue circles across 26 districts are still reeling under the flood, and over 39,000 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. There is no report of loss of human life due to flood during the last 24 hours. The rivers Brahmaputra, Burhidihing, and Disang and Kushiara are flowing above the danger level. In Wimbledon tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will take on Daniel Medvedev in the men's singles semi-finals in London this evening. Third seed Spaniard Alcaraz, a three-time major winner, reached the last four stage with a 5-7, 6-4, 6-2, 6-2 win over Tommy Paul of the United States. On the other hand, fifth seed Russian Medvedev reached the semi-finals with a win over top seed Yannick Sinner of Italy. And with that, we end this news bulletin.